Thank you, Dick Balsizer. Well, we're all set from the hole that Yost dug, Chrysler paid for, and Can-Am carpeted. 105,223 fans, and I'm happy to say that the rain has stopped, and all the color that ever surrounded King football is indeed here in little old Ann Arbor town right now. Richard, you made an interesting comment. Do you realize that Michigan has been inside the opponent's 10-yard line 32 times in 10 games, and they have scored 31 of those 32 times? The only time they missed was against Illinois. If you remember, late in the ball game, Gordon Bell, with 4th and 8 on the 9-yard line, only picked up 3 yards. Outside of that occasion, Michigan has scored 31 times inside the opponent's 10-yard line with a 1st and 10 out of 32 times when they found themselves in that position. So that gives you some idea of just how much Michigan has thought about that game a year ago at Columbus, Ohio. Just listen to these statistics. Michigan had 83 offensive plays a year ago to Ohio State's 44. Michigan had 344 yards to Ohio State's 192. Michigan had every statistic except the one that counted, and that was Ohio State 14, Michigan 11, and there isn't a Michigan man alive of the 250,000 living alums who do not feel that Harry Banks scored on third down in there at Columbus in the middle of that fourth quarter last year. And there isn't an Ohio State graduate across the country who doesn't feel that was the greatest goal line stand in the 103-year history of intercollegiate football. That's what football's all about. Everybody in Ohio loves Woody Hayes and Ohio State football, and everybody here in Michigan loves Bo, George, Patton, Schembechler, and we can see over there on that eastern sideline right now the two Ohio State captains, the elected captains, are Hare, the second-string quarterback, and Middleton, one of those fine linebackers making up the trio, Middleton, Hagel, and Gratishar. Here they come, Hare, Middleton, and the Buckeyes. Look at Hicks. He's an acting captain today. Hicks is the acting captain, John Hicks. And they're tearing down Michigan's coveted M-Club banner. They will meet a dastardly fate here for that. There isn't a Michigan man in the stadium who wouldn't like to go out and scalp those Buckeyes right now. They have the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to tear down the coveted M that Michigan's going to run out from under. But the men, the M men, will prevail. Because they're getting the banner back up again. And here they come. The maize and blue taking away 105,000 fans. Told them to tear down the flag, so Bo said, the heck with the flag now, and they're cheering and jumping up and down in front of the Ohio State bench, and now they're coming underneath the M. The M Club supports you, Michigan, and so does everybody from coast to coast. The coast of Lake Michigan to the coast of Lake Erie. What a football game we're going to have here this afternoon. We're all set for the toss of the coin, the five officials, the referee, Gene Calhoun. You know, old man Buford's been broadcasting for 34 years. I don't think I'm ever going to love anything more than I'm going to enjoy bringing you the next 60 minutes of Michigan-Ohio State football. The way we're going right now, we may not last 60 minutes, but who cares as long as it's maize and blue at the end of the day. Prejudice, partial, you better believe I am today. This is for everything. The gold chips. I tell you, this is the ball game to end all ball games. Michigan and Ohio State. The Wolverines have run up 321 points by beating Iowa, Stanford, Navy, Oregon, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Indiana, Illinois, and last Saturday down at Lafayette, 34-9. 321 points, limiting the 10 opponents to a mere 58. Meanwhile, Ohio State, make no bones about it, they are indeed the number one team in the country today. They have been very impressive. If this ball game were to be decided on paper, you'd have to give it to the Buckeyes, just as it was in 1969. Remember that one? The Buckeyes were favored by 14 points. You remember the score, lest you forget? Michigan 24, Ohio State 12. And today, the Wolverines are the underdogs by 9 points.